You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on The Lutheran Hour. It's titled, The Holiday Blues. Now here is Dr. Meyer.
The colors of Christmas. Green, the Christmas tree. Red, the ribbons and bows on the presents. White, the snow that we want at Christmas, even though we may not like it at other times of the year. And then there's blue, the subject of my message today. Blue is the color for many people during the holiday season. Something has changed in your life. Someone is gone. The circle of friends and family isn't what it used to be. Amidst all the other festive colors, you may very well be experiencing the holiday blues. John W. James and Russell Friedman have written The Grief Recovery Handbook. Now, when we hear the word grief, we think of the death of a close friend or a beloved family member. No one would argue that makes the holidays blue. And I know that many of you will have a tug at the heart and a misty eye these weeks because a dear one is gone. But James and Friedman point out that you and I grieve over other things in life. Their list includes bankruptcy, which is more than the collapse of your financial life. It's the shattering of your dreams. When you are forced to declare bankruptcy, grief sets in. Serious health changes, they say, can also cause grief. The style of life you once lived, you can live no longer. Abuse sets grief in motion. You grieve over the joys lost because of an abusive childhood or marriage. Moving, leaving friends and family and known surroundings also brings grief. The list goes on. Job loss, legal problems, retirement, an inability to have children, marriages, graduations, empty nest, all are experiences in our lives that involve loss, and that loss inevitably triggers grief. Grief, write James and Friedman, is the conflicting feelings caused by the end of or change in a familiar pattern of behavior. Whatever your own loss happens to be, sooner or later the holiday blues are inescapable. That said, my purpose today is not to eliminate the holiday blues. I can't do that for you. Even with all the treasures of the Christian faith, I can't say the right word that will eliminate your grief. No one can. And you can't erase it either. The cliches, like give it time, keep busy, be strong for others, are myths. They might work for the short term, but not for the long haul. The feelings that come from a change in familiar patterns of behavior cannot be denied. But what you can do is deal with it. That's what I'd like to accomplish during the next minutes. To encourage you to see your holiday blues among all the rich colors and meanings that attend Christmas and the coming of God's Son, Jesus Christ. The book of Matthew tells us that sometime before Jesus was to be born, Joseph heard that his betrothed was pregnant. Without going into a discussion of ancient customs of engagement and marriage, customs different from today, let me just say that this was a scandalous situation. So, Joseph decided to end the relationship, which in that day amounted to a divorce. But the situation was not quite what Joseph imagined. Mary was still a virgin, a message Joseph heard when God sent an angel to him in a dream. Joseph, the angel said, Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. She is pregnant by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Matthew the Evangelist then adds, all this happened so that what the Lord had spoken through the prophet came true. The virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Jesus Christ is Emmanuel, God with us. Yet the truth of the first Christmas doesn't transfer easily to this Christmas, to this holiday, when you are feeling blue because something has changed. Jesus might be with you, that's well and good. But your husband is not, your wife is not, the children are gone, the money is gone. Whatever the change that has you grieving, Jesus may be with you. But you really want something or someone else, even if it's only to get through the holidays. Don't feel guilty about that. God made us this way. He knows our frame, writes the psalmist. The fact is that you and I need people and things in our lives. Of Adam in the Garden of Eden, God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone." In Psalm 68, we are told, God sets the lonely in families. Husband, wife, brother, sister, parents, children, God knows the hole in your heart when a dear one is gone. What did Jesus do when he stood by the grave of his friend Lazarus? John 11 tells us that Jesus wept. Jesus, our Emmanuel, is, as the prophet Isaiah wrote, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. You don't have to feel guilty about your grief. And this applies to other losses in your life, too. God made us grieve when something or someone familiar leaves. Whatever the loss might be, Jesus says, I am with you. He is Emmanuel. Emmanuel, not to condemn, but to save. However, some guilt that comes with grief needs to be dealt with. While you don't have to feel guilty about the natural process of grieving, you will have some deep regrets about the past. If only I had told him one more time that I loved him. If only I had managed my money better, we wouldn't have this barren Christmas. If only I had spent more time with the kids. If only. Many of your regrets are real. Just as you shouldn't deny the feeling of guilt, don't deny that you did some things wrong in the past. Maybe you could have done some good and you didn't. Maybe you did something terribly wrong. Whatever the reason you did, whatever excuses you used to rationalize your mistake, admit it to yourself and to God. Admit it. Then remember Emmanuel, God with us, not to condemn, but to save. As the angel told Joseph, you will name him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus paid for whatever you did wrong. God does not hold your sins against you. So when you're feeling especially blue because you are guilty about the past, put that blue in the background of other Christmas colors. As surely as you see the blue, see your holiday blues against the other colors of your Savior's coming. Though your sins are like scarlet, says Isaiah 1 verse 18, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. A man who is dear to me and to many of you is my predecessor on this program, Dr. Oswald Hoffman. Dr. Hoffman wrote a booklet called Take Heart in Your Grief. In this helpful piece, he makes a point, the next point that you and I need to consider as we struggle with the holiday blues. Dr. Hoffman writes, There is one more step. You have to get used to the idea that you will never, ever really get over the feeling of loss that you have. You will never again be the person that you once were. You can't make it stop raining by forgetting your umbrella, but you can take that umbrella and begin to stay dry. Neither you nor anyone else will replace the one you lost. By allowing yourself to grieve and accepting that grief as normal, natural, and necessary, even though it is painful, you will begin to live with that loss and to go out again into a world that, for a while at least, may seem sunless, cheerless, and maybe even heartless. Dr. Hoffman is saying that life goes on. Indeed, that's why Emmanuel came, to give us life, abundant life, unending life. Though grief has ended your past ways of life, the God of hope is ready to help you into the future. This is reality. It's not easy. I'm not trivializing the struggle you are going through. But the fact is that your Emmanuel is with you, step by step. And even when you take one step forward and more steps backward, step by step, the reality is that Emmanuel is with you. You can, as Dr. Hoffman writes, take heart in your grief, even amidst the holiday blues. Carol Wirchin is a co-worker with me at Lutheran Hour Ministries. Her husband Donald died in September of 1995. Plunged into grief, she took it step by step. She shared with me some important words, words that she spoke to herself over and over again as she strove to take heart in her grief. "I am Carol Wirchin," she would tell herself. "That means I'm not Mrs. Donald Wirchin anymore. The reality is, I'm Carol Wirchin. I'm a single adult because I don't have a helpmeet anymore. The reality is, I'm forging a new life, and everything I do is new. Even things that Don and I did together, when you do it alone, it's new. This also encourages me to do new things myself. This is a new life. The old life is gone. With God as my leader, guide, and constant companion, I am never, ever alone. Never." Oh, it wasn't easy for Carol to say that. God has made us flesh and blood human beings who laugh and cry, who exult and who can be hurt. And grief hurts so, so much. It took time for Carol. It takes time for you and for me. But Emmanuel, God with us. Your God has plenty of time. He's with you in the first shock of your loss. He's with you days and weeks later when the reality starts settling in. He's with you when you venture out to do new things on your own, baby steps into your new life. He's with you. He's with you. He's always with you. Dr. Hoffman brings it all into focus, step by step, through tears and hopes. That focus is Jesus, your Savior. Jesus is your ever-present help, your hope for the future. Listen to Dr. Hoffman.
On the cross, the Lord Jesus Christ had confidence in his Father that he knew what he was doing. Jesus said with complete confidence in his Father, "Father, into your hands I place my spirit." Jesus died. His Father did not forget him, and he won't forget you. He raised Jesus from the dead. Faith in Jesus Christ gives hope that is alive. But now you grieve. Jesus Christ took that too. He carried our griefs and our sorrows, he did. He understands how alone you feel and how alone people can be. He was alone too on that cross of his. He died there, and he lives. He is alive and well. He is Lord. Trust him. It's good to have him with you at this time, in your hour of grief. Now, more than ever, you can get what he was talking about. I will never leave you, nor forsake you. The living Son of God is with you. He feels for you, and he will stay with you. Take heart in your grief.
Join me now as I offer a prayer from the booklet, Take Heart in Your Grief. Jesus, you are the resurrection and the life. You have given me hope, but I still have sorrow. I remember the joy that was shared, and I cannot believe that it is all over. Help me to understand and fix my eyes where true joys are found. I remember the opportunities we had to share our love, but which we neglected. I remember the times when we were irritated or impatient or insensitive. I feel ashamed and guilty now. Forgive me. Forgive me as only you can. I remember the Easters we celebrated and how the thought of Easter and the promises of victory over death always seemed to be for someone else. But now I know it was meant for me. As you wept at the grave of your friend Lazarus, Lord, open my eyes to express my grief. I am lonely and restless and heartsick. As you rescued those who mourned when Jairus' daughter died, rescue me from despair by your power. I don't want to give up or run away, but I want to be able to face tomorrow with hope and confidence. As you consoled your mother in the hour of your own death, comfort me with the joyful hope of resurrection and life everlasting. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? O God, thank you for the victory you have given me through Jesus Christ. And thank you for the people who encourage me by their hope and faith and love, and by their willingness to share my burden in these hours when I need help so much. I know they speak for you as well as for themselves, and this makes their concern and comfort doubly helpful. Let your peace and hope fill me, and start me again on my way to abundant joy in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.